Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Can a computer compose a song? Chin-Hua Trun, assistant professor of computing at the University of North Florida, is experimenting with technologically created music.
Advances in digital technology have provided many platforms for music lovers to discover, share, and enjoy music. But creating music remains the privilege of those who are talented and well-trained. With today's computer technology, can we foster musical creativity to empower and transform a music consumer into a music creator? With my backgrounds as a computer scientist and a guitarist, I've long been interested in combining both computer science and music. Many of us have created short original melodies serendipitously, such as singing in the shower. However, without sophisticated accompaniments and styles, which often require extensive musical knowledge, these creative melodies typically end up as immature utterances. Therefore, my research focuses on the design of new software to help amateur musicians and music lovers to create songs in the style of their favorite musicians. When I played in a rock band back in Taiwan, most of my band members didn't have formal musical training. If I wanted the keyboard to accompany my melody in a certain style, the easiest was to grab a CD and let my band hear the style I wanted. The software operates on this same principle. The system combines knowledge-driven and data-driven approaches. The system applies music theory and statistical learning to select notes in the melody that are important for harmony, and then generate a sequence of chords to make the song sound similar to the examples given by the user. I hope someday my research can empower more music lovers to enjoy music making.
That was Chin-Hua Trun of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I'm gonna be the man who goes along.